Watch, Lauren Boebert confuses Oliver Stone with Roger Stone during JFK assassination hearing. By Paul Bois on April 1, 2025. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, mistakenly confused Academy Award-winning filmmaker Oliver Stone with former Trump advisor Roger Stone during a hearing for former President John F. Kennedy's assassination on Tuesday. Oliver Stone, whose controversial 1991 movie JFK posited the claim that the former president may have been assassinated as part of a possible CIA conspiracy, appeared on Capitol Hill this week to testify before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee's Task Force on the Declassification of Federal Secrets. The hearing centered on the more than 2,000 files, aka the JFK files, that President Trump released from the National Archives last month via executive order. During Congresswoman Boebert's line of questioning, she asked Oliver Stone about a book he allegedly wrote that charged former President Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ, with the assassination of JFK. "You wrote a book accusing LBJ of being involved in the killing of President Kennedy. Do these most recent releases confirm or negate your initial charge?" Boebert asked. "No, I didn't," Oliver Stone responded. "If you look closely at the film, there's no, it accuses the President Johnson of part, being part of, complicit in a cover-up of the case, but not in the assassination itself, which I don't know." The book in question was The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, which was authored by former Trump advisor Roger Stone in 2013. Jefferson Morley, editor of the JFK Facts blog, who was also present to testify, immediately corrected Boebert. "I think you're confusing Mr. Oliver Stone with Mr. Roger Stone. It's Roger Stone who implicated LBJ in the assassination of the president. It's not my friend Oliver Stone," Morley said. "I may have misinterpreted that and I apologize for that. But there seems to be some alluding of, like you said, incompetence or some sort of involvement there on the back end," Boebert responded. "Sorry, I'm going to move on." Since the release of the files, experts have largely been in agreement that none of the evidence contradicts the Warren Commission's original conclusion that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone when he killed former President Kennedy. During his opening statement, Oliver Stone pleaded with lawmakers to reopen the case. "I ask the committee to reopen what the Warren Commission failed miserably to complete. I ask you to reinvestigate the assassination of this President Kennedy from the scene of the crime to the courtroom," Oliver Stone told lawmakers. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ ProlandFilms.